Welcome to the worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. Coming up, the Kettle Time Conspiracy.
Well, they discovered that he was wanted.
Yeah, okay.
So they arrested him.
Right, okay.
Still, though.
What?
It's nice to be wanted.
So I was right then?
Yeah, basically, you're right.
Can I get out of the bath now?
Let's begin.
I'm all over the place today.
Me too, actually. Me too.
I don't like the whole feng shui
of what
kind of things, you know, the the sort of hippie kind of nonsense.
I don't know if that works or not.
I walked into the office this morning.
Yeah,
the clock in the office is gone.
Is it gone?
Have you not noticed?
I've not even noticed.
It's the first thing I look at every morning when I walk in. How late am I? And this morning, it wasn't there.
Maybe even the clock's given up on your timekeeping.
Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows, just two men trying to do radio. Trying.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Wake up!
Hey! So the big news I'd like to get your take on, Johnny.
Big news.
And I couldn't actually believe it when I saw it.
Right.
But Mike Tyson is getting back into the ring this summer.
Yeah.
To fight that annoying YouTuber Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And it's going to take place in July at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Right.
On July 20th. And it'll air live on Netflix as well.
So, would you like to know my take on the big fight?
Yes.
I don't care.
You don't care about
it? I really
it.
Don't care. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Used to be a boxer.
Right.
Now
he still is a boxer.
He's old, though.
He's old. He's 58 years old.
Right. So he's old, right? He's in incredible shape. I've seen videos of him. I wouldn't want to get in a ring with him. But Jake Paul, he's a YouTuber. He's not a boxer.
But he is becoming quite a good boxer. You've got to hand it to him.
Why are YouTubers all of a sudden becoming boxers? I don't get it. So,
Who do you think's going to win this?
Probably Mike Tyson.
Tyson.
Yeah.
But the rumours are, I'm hearing rumours, that Tyson's going to throw the fight. So Jake Paul gets a massive purse and Tyson gets massive money for throwing the fight.
Where are you hearing this rumour?
Well, off the internet.
Off the internet.
Yeah.
Everything you read on the internet is true, isn't it?
Well, I can't see this happening. Because Tyson's ego is not going to throw this fight.
Exactly.
I think he'll play around with Jake Paul for a few rounds
and
then let him have it in the fourth or fifth.
I think everyone would be happy if Mike Tyson bit his ear off.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be funny.
Wouldn't that be amazing? If Jake Paul was actually giving it to Tyson a little bit, Tyson was thinking about playing with him for the first few rounds, but Jake Paul was actually kind of playing with him a little bit, then Tyson bites his ear off.
Yeah.
Ends.
I'd watch that.
Tyson gets disqualified.
There we go. He throws the fight. See?
1-2-1-2, hey, hey.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
Waking every morning.
We, myself, Johnny, and Rachel Chu had this idea because Jamie Cordell, who is here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon.
I don't believe it was really either of our ideas. I think it was Rachel Chu's idea.
It was all Rachel.
From what I remember.
It was all Rachel. So Jamie's on holiday, right? He went to Dubai and stupidly, Johnny knows where his spare key is kept.
Yes.
So we all collectively decided to go over to his house. And and if you'd like to see the video, then it is on our social media at High FM Radio. Jamie, not too pleased.
I got a voice note from Rachel last night.
So did I.
And she sounded quite distraught.
I don't know if he's going to be up this early, but let's give Jamie a call.
Yeah, give it a try.
Yeah, give him a try. I also got a message from Rachel last night saying that Jamie was very upset. Because some of his stuff had gone.
Yes.
His cap looks good on me. And that picture that I've got looks really good in my house.
Yeah.
It's a
nice picture, actually. You should keep it.
I'm going to. The PlayStation. You've got his PlayStation.
Well. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Have you sold it already on Moscat Downsizing? Fantastic. Right, so he's... No,
he's not picking up. So basically, there's so much stuff that we did...
No, he's not picking up.
...yesterday...
So much
that
stuff.
...that didn't make it into the video.
Yes.
But I think this is a quality prank. I swapped his PlayStation 5 for my PlayStation 4. So I gave him my PlayStation 4, took home his.
Yeah.
He wasn't very happy. He messaged me last night, "Bring round my PlayStation 5!
Also, what wasn't on the video was our Netflix bit.
Yes.
Because he's got Netflix. Mm. And do you know, his place was really, really tidy.
Very clean.
Very clean. And honestly, his back door was open.
Yeah. His back door was unlocked.
Yeah.
Which I think was a... Yeah, no, Jamie, don't do that.
Don't leave your back door unlocked when you go on a holiday. We actually changed his Netflix profiles.
Yes.
To myself, Johnny, Rachel, and Calm Larry. Anyway, Jamie's not answering. He's probably still angry with us.
He's probably in therapy.
If you haven't seen the video, please do check it out. It's at High FM Radio on the socials.
This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Sorry about that.
What's that sound?
It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
Then I wake up.
Question for you.
Aye.
Question. Do you think you're cool?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yes. Straight away, you answered that.
I mean...
Straight away.
Look at me.
Johnny says yes.
Yeah.
Ladies, look at this. Somebody asked 35,000 regular Joes, regular people, right? And said, do you think you're cool?
Yeah.
And it turns out most of us do think we are pretty cool.
Mm.
Or as the kids would say, on fleek.
Don't know. I think that's old news now.
Yeah, that makes me 8,000% less cool for saying that right now.
Yeah.
So 2/3 of people said, yes, I'm cool. And 1/3 said, not a chance. Men are more likely to say yes.
Yeah,
and obviously.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Age matters too. Right. 3/4 of the under 30s think they're cool. Same goes for 30 to 45.
So hang on, so the younger people think they're cool.
Yeah.
Right? I would have actually thought that was different, because I would have thought older people were like, yeah, yeah.
Even senior citizens, nearly 1/3 of them would describe themselves as cool. Mm. But seriously, if you are really, really serious for a second, are you really in the same cool category along with Johnny and I,
yes,
Beyonce,
yeah,
Harry Styles, yeah, Calm Larry?
Doesn't want to see you down, doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry,
Calm Larry,
Calm Larry is in town for you.
If you have a job interview coming up, always prepare for what you're going to say. I had an interview for a outreach worker position, and they asked me what best qualifies me for the job. So I said, log arms, of course.
It's Calm Larry.
Ty FM, it is Oman's number one hit music station.
So this guy, he went along to a police station.
Right.
And he applied for a job there. He wanted to become a police officer.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So they ran a little check on him.
Okay.
And
he was a criminal.
Well, they discovered that he was wanted.
Yeah, okay.
So they arrested him.
Right, okay. That's a bit stupid.
Still, though.
What?
It's nice to be wanted. When I applied for High FM, no one wanted me.
Didn't. But you had some dirt on Ehab. And here you are.
Here we go. Want to hear Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows at the weekend? No? Oops. Sorry about this.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
You gotta get up.
Yeah.
Half of ladies, well, over half, 52%, say their only me time comes here.
Out on a date with me.
No.
Well,
nearly.
Whilst they're getting ready for the date with me. When they're texting me after the date with me.
No. Actually, all those answers are probably correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah,
In fact, it would be more than half. No, it would be more than half. Much more than half.
95%.
It can be hard to close off the world for even a few minutes.
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it?
Especially with smartphones.
Mm.
So where do you sneak away for a little me time when you need to clear your lovely little mind?
Toilet.
No!
52% of young women, so between 19 and 35, said taking a shower is the only me time they get in a given day.
Oh, no.
Taking a shower, Johnny.
Yeah.
To process their stresses, emotions and the ups and downs of daily life.
When I'm in the shower, I'm sometimes checking socials, seeing what's going on.
That's you. You never stop, Johnny.
Yeah, no, I never
stop. You're always on the go, you are. Now, to be clear, me time is just general alone time.
Yeah.
To think and stuff. That's all, really, isn't it? Maybe we should all help each other prioritise finding personal unplugged time for women and for the men as well. That can involve personal care or just general rest. Mm. And it's also good for your mental health. Mm. And it conserves water.
Wake me up. It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
I want to test your music knowledge,
Robin. Again. I'm terrible at these.
We've done this before and we're going to do it again. Right. I have sent you an email. Yeah. On that email are five pictures.
Got it. Yeah.
And you need to tell me what the song is from our playlist.
Okay. Well, I know the first one.
First of all, I want you to tell me, describe the picture and then tell me what the song is.
Well, the first one is the picture of the Mona Lisa.
Yes.
Which is Mona Lisa.
Yes.
But it could be one or two Mona Lisas we're playing on the playlist.
Ah, that's a very good point.
All right.
Which one is it?
Dominic Fike.
Yes!
Yeah! What a great guess.
Okay.
All right, picture.
So the second picture.
Picture number two, that looks like...
Describe the picture.
I think it's blackjack.
No.
It's... It looks like gambling.
Yeah.
It's two aces.
Yes.
Texas Hold'em.
To Beyonce.
Yes.
Well done. Okay. All right.
And the third picture, it looks like one little droplet of water going into like a bath, a vast array of water.
There's water there.
Water.
Yes.
Why put the droplet in there? The droplet put me off.
Wait, I just went into Google and typed in pictures of water.
Yeah, but that's not really a picture of water. That's more a droplet.
Oh, shut up.
Right, the next one is a car headlights.
Mm.
Driver's license, Olivia Rodrigo.
No.
We haven't played that for a bit,
No, because we're not playing that at the moment.
It's dark.
It's dark.
And there's
it's
a car
car's headlights
coming towards
me.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. Tell me.
You've never had that person stuck behind you and you're like, the blinding lights!
The weekend. But they're not blinding lights.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
Because you drive a 4x4 and you're up there.
When you're in a saloon car.
Robin Banks comes up behind you with his major. Stop it.
I'm talking about the picture that you've sent me.
Yeah.
Right, the picture you've sent me is not blinding lights. Next. That is a little dude, right, in his front room, and he's lying on his sofa.
Yeah.
He's lying down having
kids,
a rest.
Little kids lying down.
I had to zoom in to
having
see
a little rest.
Yeah. No
what,
idea.
What song could that be? You're
no
not
idea.
Sure?
No.
Pink Panther-esque, Boy's a Liar.
But these are... That's terrible.
Wake up. This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
There's a video that's gone up on our socials.
Oh, yeah.
Which includes my all-time favourite soundbite of Rachel Chu, weekdays 4 till 7. So she's been getting really annoyed recently
about
4x4s driving up Balsha sand dunes at antisocial hours. And while talking about it, she made this sound.
You got to see her face as well as she's doing that.
Who would have thought this, Robin?
Wow.
We've been teasing Rachel on her lack of driving abilities for years.
Yes.
Who would have thought that her real abilities don't lie in driving a car?
No.
They lie in doing an impression of cars.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Show me a real good time. The only way to wake up.
Come on.
Hi, FM.
It's been and gone, mate.
It's been and gone. New audience. That was the best bit of Rachel Chu's show. There's a video on our social media as well, which you've got to see, of Rachel making this. Why does Rachel make this sound? Check it out at High FM Radio.
Have you been to the Cat Cafe in Muscat, Robin?
The Cat Cafe? No,
yeah,
I haven't. I should take Dougal to that.
I don't see the point. I've got my own Cat Cafe in my garden.
Yeah. Oh.
They're all there.
Oh,
they all turn up.
Poor Johnny.
But you've heard of the concept of cat cafes,
right?
Robin, they're on the way out.
It's
all now about capybara cafes.
Capybara?
Capybaras.
Okay. Please, can you explain what a capybara is to me and everyone?
Capybaras are the largest rodents in the world. They're native to South America.
Okay.
And they are quite cute.
Right.
Right. So customers of this particular cafe get a chance to view them up close.
Where is it in Muscat, Johnny?
It's not quite in Muscat, no.
Right.
According to its website, the Cozy Cafe is a place to provide healing, and visitors are encouraged to pet and take pictures of the furry creatures.
Aww.
Now, obviously, these kind of cafes where there's animals that you can pet are popping up all over the place.
Right.
I've just heard some news from our head office.
Breaking news from the head office here at High FM.
They're drawing up plans for a High FM cafe.
Yeah.
Visit the High FM cafe. Enjoy the menu while seeing the High FM presenters up close as they roam freely around the cafe. Visitors are encouraged to pet and take pictures of these furry creatures.
Oh, yeah. Just don't get too close.
Robin and Johnny aren't actually here, but here's some of their worst bits.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
A flight, Johnny,
yeah.
A flight in China was delayed by more than 4 hours last week.
Dear me.
Any idea what caused the delay of this flight in China?
Was there a loose chicken on the plane?
A loose chicken on the plane?
Yeah.
No, there wasn't a loose chicken on the plane.
Did the wing fall off?
No. Right. No. No.
No. The pilot didn't turn up?
No, it's something to do with a passenger. A passenger threw something.
At the plane?
Yes.
Oh. Was it money?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard about this before.
So a passenger threw coins into the engine of the aeroplane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is actually a thing that has become a problem.
Yes.
In
China.
In China.
So the idea was that they were lucky coins,
yeah,
Johnny.
It's like throwing a coin in a fountain, right? It's supposed to be good luck.
For good luck.
Now throw it into an engine of a Boeing 747.
There was a video on Chinese social media, which I actually watched last night, don't ask me how. And the flight attendant is seen questioning the passenger who threw the coins, right? Asking them how many coins were thrrown into the engine.
Yeah.
And the passenger says, about 3 to 5. And this guy was arrested, and the airline, China Southern Airlines, say they were able to get the coins from the engine.
Really?
And then they completed a thorough check before the plane was cleared to fly again. God, I wouldn't like to fly on that if I knew somebody had thrown something into the engine.
No.
China Southern also put a message out on social media acknowledging that there have been other incidents of people throwing coins into the engines of planes.
Yes.
For good luck. And they warn people, would you stop it?
It's a surefire way to ensure that you have bad luck, surely.
Now, you can blame Boeing for missing bolts and some airlines for jammed bathroom doors. But you know something? Crazy passengers can also cause problems for planes that make air travel more miserable for the rest of us.
Didn't you have a Chinese girlfriend once?
I did once. Did I tell you that story?
Get up, get up.
This is the very worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Sad news for you.
Oh, dear.
Sad
news. I don't like sad news.
Adele has postponed her residency in Las Vegas due to illness. And her fans were obviously really, really sad.
Yeah.
And then they heard the news about the postponement.
Procrastinate through your weekend with the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Are you feeling stressed out these days?
Always stressed.
Maybe it's the same old, I'm just getting you down. You want to change.
Yeah.
You just don't want to go to work.
Well,
you don't want to go to school.
No.
Or your horrible boss.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Or maybe you got a meeting with the CFO later.
Right.
To talk about stuff.
I know, I forgot about that.
And he's wrong.
Yeah, but how do you say it?
Maybe there's a solution that you haven't thought of.
Is it Calm Larry?
No! No, Johnny, it's not Calm Larry.
What is it?
It's the tantrum.
Oh?
It's just throwing a tantrum.
Is it?
1 in 10 people deal with stress and tension by going somewhere and sitting quietly while more than a third admit to just having a tantrum.
Oh,
just letting it all out, Johnny.
That sounds great.
Well, it does sound great to you because this is what you do.
I've had enough.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. They say that releasing tension through shouting and screaming and generally just having a tantrum is actually a really beneficial way to expel the negative energies caused by stress. Unless you work here on the morning show here at High FM.
Right.
Then it's by spending the time during the songs looking at Rachel Chew's social media photo dump.
Hi. Get up in the morning.
Robin and Shani in the morning.
The morning show. Let's go.
The moon landing.
The moon landing. Johnny doesn't believe anyone landed on the moon.
Flat Earth.
He's a flat earther. And chemtrails as well.
Chemtrails.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love a conspiracy.
Do you remember that guy we used to work with?
Yes.
That
was
just. He was insane.
He loved the old chemtrails.
He was.
Well, he didn't love them because he believed they were real.
He ran to the window when a plane was going and he said, chemtrails.
You see those chemtrails?
Chemtrails.
So if you don't know the chemtrail conspiracy, it's that the water vapor from the plane is actually some sort of gas.
They're gassing us.
They're killing us. That's the way to do it.
There's a special button in the cockpit that you can initiate the chemtrails to kill everyone.
Like something from an early Bond movie.
And all the pilots are keeping it quiet.
But why is nobody talking about the Kettle Time conspiracy?
The Kettle Time conspiracy.
Do you ever get the feeling, well, your kettle is boiling water for about 5 seconds longer than it needs to?
Yes, I do. Do you know what?
Before it clicks off.
Now, I think mainly that's, in your kitchen, that'll be the scum on the element.
No, I don't have any scum on my element.
Because you don't have a kettle.
No.
Johnny just uses Talabat when he wants a coffee.
I just
As
order.
Do a lot of people.
If you're in the kitchen making your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, whatever it is, you might go and get the kettle before
it actually switches off.
Because you know it's done.
I do that.
I'm pretty sure that the kettle makers, they're in league with energy providers and are deliberately making the appliances in this way so we spend more time and more electricity to make our cups of tea. Think about all the extra money that's possibly spent.
Maybe the kettle manufacturers know that there's dirty people. Maybe it's not the energy companies they're in cahoots with.
Right.
Maybe it's the cleaning companies
to
keep you longer in your kitchen to see the dirt. And maybe, just maybe, you'll clean it up.
Whatever it is, it's a conspiracy. And
you,
they're fighting against
he
us.
He loves the conspiracy theories.
It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
Oprah Winfrey has parted ways
with Weight Watchers.
With Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Almost 10 years as an ambassador for them.
That's because she is using that Ozempic drug, the weight loss drug.
Well, I heard it was just too much of a heavy commitment for her.
Maybe that.
Wake up! This is Robin and Johnny. Robin and Johnny.
Get up!
Turn it up!
On High FM.
It's Fitness Cliff Week, Robin.
It's what?
Fitness Cliff Week.
Fitness Cliff Week.
The more you say it, the less you understand.
I don't understand.
Middle of March is the end of most people's New Year's resolutions
for
fitness.
It falls off the cliff. All right, I get it now.
Checking data in gyms shows that new gym members start working out 50% less by this time in March.
I think that's quite a low number. I would have thought it would be even more.
I would have thought so as well.
Yeah.
It's good news.
Good news
for regular gym buffs like myself and Jamie Caudell, weekdays 1-4.
Because the gym's empty.
Yeah, more of those people on the machines who have got no idea what they're doing. I mean, to be fair, I've got no idea what I'm doing, but I've been going long enough, I look like I do.
You can style it out.
I can style it out.
Yeah.
I sound.
And also, you know the people who work at the gym, so they'll be like, all right, Johnny.
So
those new people go, oh my God, he's a regular.
Oh, yeah, he's a regular.
They come up to
me and go, how'd you do that? And I go, well, just, I don't know.
Give me your number and I'll tell you.
Radio at its lowest. Robin Banks, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hi.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you fine?
I am fine. Good. Thank you very much for asking.
Do you have something to say?
Yes, I do have something to say. What? If this is your first time listening...
This is how we speak.
All the time.
Every time.
It's staccato. It's not AI.
No.
We sound like AI.
Maybe.
Really bad AI. Every morning. Anyone who has worked on the radio this long has had a few painful live radio moments.
Not me.
But this one...
Always been plain sailing.
This one is pretty rough.
Oh, dear.
Now, it happened 29th of February, happened a little while ago, right?
Okay.
And there's an Irish Leap Day tradition. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's where women propose to the men.
So it's not just Irish. People do it all over the world.
No, it's Irish.
It originated
in Ireland.
Right.
So women can propose to men on the 29th of February on the leap year. So a station in Australia, Pippa, decided to get in on it on the 29th, and a listener named Carly called into a show in Melbourne called Fifi Feather Nick and said she wanted to propose to her boyfriend, Brad.
Oh, beautiful.
Live on the radio.
Oh, no.
Now, they've been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, didn't go as planned.
Oh, dear.
Every morning I wake up as the luckiest girl alive. You make me feel like nothing I've ever felt before. Will you marry me?
Here we go.
You're joking. I'm not trying to like put you on the spot, babe. But like, I'm just pretty...
Other way around.
I just don't know if this is the sort of thing I'd do on air. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a big deal.
Wow. I mean, he didn't even say no. He just sort of just trailed off.
He trailed off, right? So, I know Johnny's had worse moments than this on the radio.
Yeah, well.
But this is pretty bad. He thought it was a joke at first, right? Mm. Then he said it's not really his type of thing. He wanted to talk about it off the air.
Of course.
So they took him off the air.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did call in the next day.
Did they?
Right? They both called in the next day.
Oh.
Because...
From separate countries.
Because he actually proposed to her.
And he had booked us dinner at this really, really fancy place in Melbourne, and he actually proposed.
I was already planning to propose.
Yeah, right.
I was already bought a ring.
Did you hear that, right? I was already planning to propose.
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course he
was.
No,
he wasn't. He wasn't. He realised his mistake.
Oh, no. Damn, okay. First thing he was like, got to go now. I need to go to the ring shop.
I was already planning to propose.
Yeah.
I was already bought a ring.
Oh,
no. Kind of threw off my plans. So I was just a little bit shocked.
Classic man. Throw it back on you.
Yeah,
it was your fault.
Your fault. You did that. When I wake up in the morning. Do it!
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Let's go!
The European Commission has just hit Apple with a $1.95 billion antitrust fine.
Blimey.
For abusing its dominant position in the market for the distribution of music streaming apps.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Apple plans to recover the $1.95 billion by selling 4 iPhone 15s.
Well, welcome aboard.
What you got in here, fella?
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
On High FM.
What time should children go to bed?
Well, it's different here in this part of the world.
Oh,
it really is.
Be. And this bit is important.
Right.
We need to do this. Specifically for the parents of the restaurant that I was in last weekend at 11 p.m.
Yeah. Well, can I just say it's the weekend?
No.
If there's no school the next day,
no,
then all
bed.
Right, if
send
there's a treat.
Send them to bed.
The treat
should be them go to bed.
I've got... my little girl comes back and tells us the kids in her class, she's 12 years old now, they're falling asleep.
Well, yeah.
They're falling asleep. Yes, exactly.
They're not sleeping.
I mean, my little girl goes to bed about 8:30.
Right.
She's 12 years old.
Yeah.
When
there's a 4-year-old running around at 11 p.m, get him to bed. Yeah. I wanted to go up to the parents and go, get him to bed.
Why didn't you? That's not like you. Keeping it quiet with other people.
I just
always sticking your nose in other people's business.
I just muttered it under my breath.
It doesn't do anything, mate.
So,
you need to tell them.
Jennifer Robinson is a gentle sleep consultant.
Oh, shut up.
Now, according to her, key, are you listening, is routine.
Yeah, well, this is true.
Routine.
So by that argument, 11 o'clock at night.
Well,
it's fine.
She says that you should adopt a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. schedule, so 12 hours of sleep. But I guess maybe here, a 1 a.m. to 1 p.m. schedule.
It's different.
It also works.
Wake them up at 6:30 for school and then go, you can sleep in the first lesson. You're fine. Give me everything
you've got. Robin and Johnny. I made a fool of myself last night, Robin.
Great. Are you going to tell us?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well,
right. I'm not just going to go, I've made a fool of myself. Right, you here's might the
do.
Next song.
You might do. I'm not going to tell you.
So I was out with some friends last night and I'm chatting to this girl that I've not met before.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, she's from South Africa.
South Africa. Be careful. Be careful.
I'm not like that. Not like that.
Just be careful.
I'm just having a chat.
Having a little chat. All right.
She's been here a few years, and she speaks acceptable Arabic.
Oh, wow, okay. Fantastic, hats off to her.
Anyway, it comes up in conversation that I've managed to learn an embarrassingly small amount of Arabic since I've been here.
Me too.
Which is, it's completely my fault, completely awful.
Yeah.
I am, though, on a 47-day streak with Duolingo.
Oh, so well, what time
I'm
do?
Trying to get there, a little bit too late. But
Mabruk.
Yeah. She's teasing me a bit.
Oh, hello.
So I think to myself, I know how to get out of this one.
Right.
What I'll do is I'll wow her with the small amount of conversational French that I know.
Okay.
Je parle un peu français, et tu?
Un peu.
Oh, Now, I'm expecting this to be enough to impress her.
Oh, no.
I can speak a foreign language.
I bet she can speak fluent French, can't she?
She lived in France for nine years.
No.
She speaks perfect French. Perfect French.
She went, pardon?
I think you mispronounced that, sir.
Are you seeing her again?
No.
Pourquoi?
Ça va? Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry. Calm Larry. Calm Larry
is in town for you. Ramadan Mubarak. It's important to keep calm when you are fasting. Stay off social media to avoid videos of people cooking and eating. That will only make you feel more hungry. If you are really struggling with those hunger pangs, especially close to iftar, why not come to the High FM studios and rub Robin Banks' bald patch for good luck. It's
Bradley Cooper says that he struggled to love his daughter for the first 8 months of her life.
Wow.
Well, this
is missing that.
Mate, this is parenting.
Yeah.
This is parenting, and done to him for being so open about that.
Mm.
Billy Ray Cyrus struggled to love his daughter for the last 8 months of her life. Come on, get up, just come on, get up, just get up.
Robin and Johnny. The only way to wake up. This is High FM. Robin and Johnny, this is High FM.
Why was there a gap at the beginning there? You looked like your brain was about to start to... like mine,
like
just
yours
then.
Just did.
Oh, wow. Let's end the show now, shall
it's
we?
It's infectious.
Oh, God, it is.
Robin, a couple have been injured. Oh, don't laugh.
No, all right. This is right. Can we not laugh at this? Injuries we're talking about.
They're fine. They're all right.
So that's fine to laugh, then?
They've got over it.
They've got over it.
I mean, you can laugh, you cannot laugh.
You just told me not to laugh.
You know,
you just said don't laugh.
Choose your own ethics.
Oh, nice.
A couple have been injured after, instead of escaping from their burning apartment...
Well, this is not funny.
They decided to try and save their possessions.
Right, don't do that, just get out.
Firefighters were called. Yeah. They got into the property to find the couple disconnecting their TV and games... Don't laugh. Gaming system while the roof was entirely filled with smoke.
Right.
The firefighters then proceeded to drag them out.
Get out
of the apartment.
Idiots.
Now, I'd like to think that if there was a fire in my house, I would just get out instantly.
But if you had to, right? If you had to, what one possession?
Well, I was going to ask you that question.
Oh, right.
What possession would you save?
My dog.
Your dog?
Yeah. What thing would you save?
Probably my career.
Outstanding, remarkable, amazing are some words that describe a radio show somewhere, but not this one.
Wake up. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
Robin, you are at home.
Okay, am I picturing the scene?
Yeah.
Right, okay, hang on. Am I on my own?
Yes.
I'm on my own. Oh, yes.
You ran yourself a lovely, relaxing bath.
Oh, well,
hang
on, stop right there.
What?
I don't take baths.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You do in this world.
Well, then this isn't true. I don't take baths.
Shut up. Stop breaking the connection.
I don't take baths.
You had me,
but now it's gone.
You've discovered that you've got a love of baths.
I don't like them.
Rose petals in the water.
What? It's me!
You're listening to your new CD of Mongolian throat singing.
What's a CD?
Okay, cassette. You've got a skin mask on your bald patch.
And, that's more like it. I'm there.
And you're scrolling through hilarious memes.
Gotta
on
look
your
after
phone.
The bald patch.
Right. Oh, no!
No, what's happened?
What's happened? You dropped your phone in the bath.
Oh, right. Don't put it in rice.
Ah.
Don't put it in rice.
Why do you say that? Because that's the age-old recipe of putting it in rice.
Right. They say because it gets out all the moisture.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. What actually happens is when you put your phone in rice, is it naturally dries itself. It naturally dries itself because you leave it in there for a long time.
Yeah.
So they're saying don't put it in rice. You're wasting your time.
I went to a shop once.
Hang on. Am I still in the bath?
You're still in the bath, yeah.
Are you sitting on the toilet now telling me this
telling
story?
Telling you the story.
Of you going to a shop.
Now, Robin, listen up very carefully.
Okay.
No, I went to a shop.
Wait, stop looking! Turn your head away when you tell me this story.
I think it's time to change your skin mask on your bald patch, Robin.
Oh, thanks for noticing. Turn around while I do it, would you?
I was in a shop.
Yeah.
And he said to me, yes.
Well, he just said to you, yes.
Yes.
You didn't ask him anything. You walked in and he went, yes.
I said, how are you fine?
Yes!
No, he told me, yeah. Just, it's not the water that damages the phone. It's the electricity that goes through the... that then makes the water go...
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, so I was right then.
Yeah, basically you're right.
Can I get out of the bath now?
Which towel do you want?
Not the dirty one. Not the one that's on the floor.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Hi, FM.
Scientists say that they think that there are at least... 2 trillion galaxies.
Yeah, well, of course there is. If it's infinite, if space is infinite, there's going to be more than that.
Which means that there is a real chance of discovering an alien civilization that finds us funny.
wake up!
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
High FM.
If you wanted to ask me a question.
Question.
And have the best chance that I'm going to tell you the truth.
Oh.
When should you ask me the question?
When you're hypnotised by a really powerful hypnotist into telling the truth.
No.
No, because even that doesn't work.
You should ask me... In the morning.
But you always lie during this show.
Whatever you do,
it's
don't
the morning.
Ask me after lunch.
Right.
So this study out of Harvard University in the US, you know, it's prestigious.
So it's going to be a good one, right?
Found that we are a lot more honest in the morning.
In the morning.
Our self-restraint is stronger in the morning because our energy sources are higher.
Oh, right? Our self-restraint
is
stronger.
Yeah, so we stronger. Don't. So we prevent ourselves from lying.
Right. Okay.
And our battery drain throughout the day,
so it's just easier to lie,
and we become less ethical as the day goes on.
Wow.
Another factor is sleep and tiredness, which is what we need to recharge our mole batteries,
so,
as they say.
Now, so listen, can I just say, this is what I'm getting from this, right? When you meet Johnny out, you know he's gonna lie to you
if it's the evening.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
you've not got a chance
in the evening. I mean, yeah, it's gonna
just
be a lie, isn't
it's
it?
It's the way Johnny plays the game.
I mean, let's be honest, I'm lying half the time during the show, and that's the morning. So if you see me in the evening, you've got no chance.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
In the morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you emptied the garbage recently?
There was a survey of 800 managers.
Ooh.
800 hiring managers.
Okay.
And top execs involved in hiring.
What do they have on there?
I hope not. 38% of employers avoid hiring recent college graduates.
Okay.
And they favour older employees.
Yeah.
Because the youngsters, they're saying, just aren't prepared.
No.
In fact, one in five employers have had recent college graduates bring a parent to a job interview. Now, I can attest to this.
Yeah, I know this story.
Remember the guy who came in with his son?
Yeah.
18 years old, the son was, and the dad was doing all the talking.
Right.
It was like, hang on a minute, second, what are you doing? Stop it.
No, the guy's got to do the chatting.
Yeah. Maybe some of that is overprotective parents pushing their way into the situation.
It probably is.
The kid probably like, please stay at home.
Yeah, yeah,
can you please
stay
at home? No, I'm coming!
Yeah, but to be fair, the parent probably knows their kid's just useless.
Or maybe the parents, especially the mums, want to meet Johnny.
Yeah.
Could be.
Ladies.
Recent college graduates, they're saying, struggle with eye contact during interviews.
I don't know where to go with my eyes during, like, because you can't...
Keep your eyes up here, Johnny. My eyes are up here.
You can't stare him right in the eye, but you can't look at the floor. You can't look there.
No, don't look there. Others asked for unreasonable compensation. Dress inappropriately. That's you, Johnny, And use inappropriate language. That's Johnny as well. 63% of employees say college grads come off as entitled, which is Johnny straight away.
Yeah.
They also get offended easily, lack professionalism, Johnny.
Right.
And don't respond well to feedback, lack work ethic. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. So are schools actually preparing students to enter the workforce?
Well, no.
Of course not.
Time to wake up.
The worst of Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Because they don't have any good bits.
Here we go.
It's Robin and Johnny here.
Hello.
There's a new study says that people are far more likely to be injured by a pet dog than a pet cat.
Well, but dogs are bigger.
Yeah, also dogs that get under your feet. My dog at home, Dougal, just gets under my feet all the time. Mind you, cats do as well.
Yeah.
But with a cat, it's far more likely to be intentional.
It's more likely to eat you when you die.
And a cat was reunited with its owner 5 years after it went missing.
Oh, bless.
The owner is absolutely ecstatic.
Mm.
The cat couldn't possibly care less.
Wake me up. Just like a really bad compilation album.
DJ.
This is the very worst of the High FM morning show.
Ramadan Mubarak to you.
We've discussed this before, and I think it's one of the only few things that me and you, Robin, actually agree on.
Is it why you go to Bahrain? Constantly.
I'm talking about getting annoyed at people who stand up as soon
as the airplane lands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Only to stand there in the aisle for the next 10 minutes, pushed up to a stranger, so you can leave the plane 5 seconds earlier than me, sat patiently in my seat.
And Johnny is particularly perturbed about this because the last time he flew, actually, to Bahrain.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
So when you said Bahrain a minute ago, you weren't exactly far off.
Somebody remained seated. He was the good passenger. And somebody tried to climb over him.
No, they didn't try. They did. turns out, Robin, there might actually be a way to actually get off the plane quicker.
First class, mate. Business. It's the only way to go.
People in business don't get up early, do they?
No, they don't.
No, they
don't
sit
need
there
to.
Patiently.
Don't need to.
So there's a woman who was on holiday with her family.
Right.
And as soon as the plane landed, she got out of her seat and went straight to the emergency doors. Opened them and climbed out onto the wing.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Now, what was
obviously, I'm joking. All right, in case anybody from Salam Air, Oman Air, Wizz Air, whatever Air Arabia is listening and wants to complain about this show, obviously that was a joke.
What was her reason for going out on the wing? She wasn't sure. She was just winging it.
Hey!
Oh, look, it's the worst of the High FM morning show.
When I woke up.
Banks and Burrows. They might sound like a cool crime-fighting duo from the 1980s, but they're not. They're really not.
There's this K-pop singer.
Is there?
And she had to apologise to her fans.
Okay.
Any idea why she had to apologise to her fans the other day?
Was she lip-syncing and she got called out?
No. Nothing like that.
I honestly don't know. I can't think of anything.
You can say what you want about Swifties, but they're not this fanatical.
Right.
At least not all of them. Karina, and Karina is from the K-pop group Aespa.
Oh, yeah.
Had to apologise to her fans after they found out she had a boyfriend. It's true. It's true.
Is it because her fans are all sort of 50-year-old men?
No. They were really angry, Johnny. Some of them even parked a truck in front of the group's management offices with an electronic billboard that said, and I quote, "If the love given to you by your fans isn't enough... why do you betray them?
Wow.
Please apologise directly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will see a decrease in album sales and empty concert seats."
That's harsh.
Karina did apologise to her fans.
I'm so sorry I've got a boyfriend.
For, quote, "surprising you greatly."
Oh.
And added that she would show a more mature and hard-working side in the future.
Okay.
Now, I can reveal a High FM secret.
Oh, dear.
And that is...
Yeah.
Johnny, over there...
Please don't say this.
Johnny isn't really single. He's been married for years. Now, we say he's single...
17 kids.
And we joke about it on the show, right? It's to keep you crazy fans thinking it could be you. Oh, what if... How different would my life be if I were with Johnny?
Waking you up.
Come on. Hey.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. Because a best-of show just isn't possible.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
And yours. The latest trend has people on aeroplanes wearing seatbelts around their ankles.
Oh, shut up.
It's true.
No, it's not the latest trend.
It is.
Just because that's what they did to you on your last flight.
There was more than just my ankles.
Strap him in. Don't let him loose.
It's supposed to be a comfort thing. Oh. So you pull your knees into your chest and put your feet on the seat and then you strap your seatbelt around your ankles to make sure they don't slide off.
Why not just go the full hog and lie in the aisle in the fetal position?
Now, if you're over 25, like me, you're probably thinking, I'm not actually that bendy. I couldn't do that. And yes, it is a young person thing.
Is it?
Those young people claim it's comfortable and a really good way to change positions on a long flight.
Right.
Now, anybody who's not totally dense knows seatbelts don't work like this.
No.
If you hit some rough air, some turbulence, your head is in the ceiling straight away. I'm not sure if this is dumber than eating Tide Pods or dancing alongside your moving car without you in it. But you know something? It's close.
The weekend. Time off work, a lie-in, and the worst of the High FM morning show. Well... you can't get everything you wanted.
Now let's get to it.
Let's go!
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
There's been this major new study that has found that we all need to stop using biased language.
Biased language.
When it comes to praising children.
What do you mean?
And we might be doing it without even realising it.
Okay.
So when girls succeed in a task, they're far more likely to be called sweet or pretty or beautiful.
Pretty girl, you're such a beautiful girl.
Whereas boys are more likely to be called cool, brave or innovative.
So if my little girl cleans her room, I say, oh, you beautiful thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Ever. Ever.
Maybe you don't, but I'm saying that people are doing that, right?
Okay.
And by calling them sweet, they feel less inspired to be creative than boys who get praised that's more focused on their ability to succeed.
Oh, right, okay. I'm getting you. Well, yeah, I kind of do, but I don't agree with it.
Well, surely you do, because you don't call your daughter that.
Okay, so I do
this. So you do agree with it.
So I do agree with it.
Yeah. So you're not doing it.
I don't agree with the actual concept that anybody would do this.
Yeah, but they do.
But I agree with it.
Because the study without it wouldn't be there.
All right, okay.
And I actually get where this is coming from.
Because when you cleaned your room, your mum went, oh, you pretty little thing, Johnny.
I was thinking, have you heard me being creative on the radio recently?
No, never.
No.
Exactly.
That's because everyone keeps calling me beautiful all the time.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. I woke up this morning. Do you know what's funny? No, us neither. That's exactly how I feel.